Thank you so much for calling. Samantha here.
Hi, Samantha. This is Diana Jenner calling. How are you doing?
Hi, Diana. Thank you so much for calling. I wanted to have a word with you in regards to the Excel file.
Yeah.
Yes. So
go ahead.
Let me just go ahead and pull that up. Just give me a quick moment, okay? Thank you very much for staying on the line. All right, so I have opened this up in front of me, and it is coming up. Let's see. Okay. Now, initially, you and I, we had a discussion that at the end, we will use Photoshop or something. We'll use Adobe or something like that, a software, in order to, you know, make this fit inside the book, right? Now, the problem that I'm facing currently is that there are multiple rows and columns. Even if we try to fit it on two pages, vertically or horizontally, it's still too much to fit on on a single file. The other suggestion that I had for you was that if we insert all this information in a table format into the Excel file, in the Word file, rather than going with the Excel sheet. That's the only option that I can think of, because if I look at the columns, there are one, two, three, four, five. There are five columns, and they are all with extensive details. They are all extended columns, not like one-word sections. And if we look at the rows are up to, let's see, 400.
500 close.
Exactly.
Well, the number is, close to 500. So you're not going to eliminate the size as far as that is concerned, and that you guys have already been made aware of the size of it. In terms of the width, this is where we can compromise, like to get it to fit. Like I've said before, eliminate the other columns. Just have the title, and you can space it so that it's not the whole entire thing.
Okay.
Like a spreadsheet.
I'm so sorry, I'm interrupting.
The title of the research paper.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the research paper, the name of the research paper, the author, and if you can get the, university, where it's coming from.
Okay, help
then
me.
Then the rest of it eliminate.
What is the first section? What is the first column for?
That's the title of the research papers, right? It's
okay.
Pretty, just look at it.
Okay.
Column A.
List. Column A is the title of the research papers.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right? So that's
now,
the priority.
The next column, what is that for?
We can flip-flop. That is where it's coming from, the source, the universities.
Okay.
So you can change that so that the authors come after. So
and the
I
third
guess
column is the authors?
Yes, the third column is the authors.
Then it's
so you can switch that.
Just
you can
give me a quick
switch
moment,
it.
Diana. I'm actually identifying the columns. So it's the author section, and then we have the date column. The last one, I believe, are references or websites, citation.
Yeah, you could just have A and switch C to B.
No.
So it's
Diana,
title, author, yes?
I'm asking what the last column consists of. Are these reference links, citations?
it's like the page number and the citations. Yes, the website.
References. Okay. It's, references and citations. I'm going to title it as that. Citations. All right. Now go ahead and tell me which column you wanted us to eliminate.
Okay. The only columns that is necessary is column A, column C, and column B.
Column A, B, and C. All right. These columns are title of the research papers, sources, and authors. So that means we can remove the dates and the references or citations, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's just suppose if we remove the last two columns as well. Okay. Let me see how this is going to play out. All right. It's going to be in a smaller font. You do understand that, right?
That's fine.
Okay.
But I ask instead, you're going to have to flip-flop since there's only those three columns. Have the author come second. The author should be next to the title of the research paper. So it's the title of the research papers, the authors, and then
source.
The universities. Yes.
Okay. Let me reshuffle that. All right. So are you okay with us creating a table format? And let me tell you something. Since there are 400 plus entries, if we go with a minimum size font, it will at least take 10 to 15 pages, minimum, I'm saying.
Yeah, I had expected that.
Pages.
I had expected it to be, you know, a good size. You know, it's a reference for them, for the researchers. It's
right.
For them. So, yeah, I had expected it to be a good size. But 5-point vertical, but you're doing this horizontally. God, I hope you are, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to be doing this.
Horizontally, not vertically. Okay.
Yeah,
you give me a hard. Yeah, okay. So that should give you more room, you know, horizontally?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's
the margins don't have to be very big?
Yes. One
the margins you can shrink up? Yep.
Yeah. If we go, if we do this horizontally, I am afraid that it might not, it might just interfere with the bleed options and all of that. I do not want to take a chance in regards to that. But let me have a discussion with the team and see how it fits. See, if we were going to put in an image or, you know, work this out on a software, then it would make sense for us to go horizontally. But if we are inserting a table format into the Word file and copy-pasting the data over there, then I don't think we should do it horizontally. It's just going to mess up the entire format of the book. And it might also interfere in the bleed options, you know, right at the end, once the book is at the publication phase. So I don't think we should
whatever you need
this.
To do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
whatever is needed, you know.
Yeah. Just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm going to try and figure out a way to have this incorporated in a way that it doesn't interfere in the bleed options or margins, and it looks presentable. Because it doesn't make any sense for the data to be just, you know, thrown in the book, and if it's not looking good, if it's not looking presentable, then there's no point. So let me work this out with the team, and I shall get back to you on Monday, okay?
Yeah, no rush here. You know, I expect this is not a big, that's a big project. So if you know, Wednesday of next week, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Let me have a discussion with the team. If there's anything else that I need to discuss with you, I'm going to call you up. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right,
perfect.
Samantha. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good weekend. All righty. Bye-bye.